The president will be here tomorrow. What more could go wrong in the afternoon other than a presidential motorcade into the mix? And we're going to have a complete traffic coverage tomorrow. But Secretary of HUD is with us, Alfonso Jackson, the newly appointed Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, talking about the president's visit. And Secretary Jackson, what is the purpose of the president's visit tomorrow?
The president will be in Phoenix tomorrow to look at the Phoenix Carpenter Training Center and to promote home ownership. As you know, one of the hallmarks of this administration is the effort to increase home ownership, specifically with minorities, that is African Americans, Hispanics, because home ownership among whites in the country is almost at 70%. But we just broke the 50% barrier this past month with black Americans. So it is to promote the importance of training, especially for the new technology that's coming into the country, and home ownership.
And I know that our station has in previous years been heavily involved with helping construct some of the Habitat for Humanity segments, especially in South Phoenix. And it's a great program. What else is out there right now that produces affordable homes for minorities, sir?
Well, as you know, the president this past December, specifically the 12th of December, of last year signed into law the American Dream Down Payment. That will help 40,000 families specifically with the closing costs of buying a home. We know now that the most difficult problem faced by low and moderate income people in this country is the down payment and closing costs. That will help them. Secondly, the president has sent forth to Congress what we think is absolutely imperative called zero down payment, which will help persons who are not able to come within the program of American Dream Down Payment still own a home. We found the most difficult problem that faces us today is the down payment and closing costs, and low and moderate income persons, if given the opportunity, will clearly pay their notes for their homes.
I was thinking today it's got to be one of the best times of any time for someone to get into a home with a low interest rates. I mean, it doesn't get any lower than it is.
And that's very true, Preston, and that's one of the reasons that the president is insisting that HUD and the other programs within government, in conjunction with the private sector, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Jennie Mae, make every opportunity to address the middle market of housing in this country to entice home ownership because the interest rate is so low. And this is a very excellent time to be pushing the issue to make sure that more people are aware of this and have the opportunity to own their home.
Mm-hmm. Secretary Jackson, as far as home ownership in this country, is the president going to be visiting any kind of a demonstration project at all?
Tomorrow, I know he will be visiting the training center. Then he will have a roundtable conversation for about 55 minutes. And I think in that conversation, it would probably be similar to one we had last week, where he will bring in newly homeowners who have had some difficulties in getting into a home to show that even with the difficulties that they face with housing counseling, with the proper instructions, they too can become homeowners.
Is there anything that can be done? I know that since HUD is the nation's housing agency committed to increasing home ownership, is there anything that can be done, or do you ever research, Secretary Jackson, the ways homes are built to bring the cost down? For example, now instead of block homes, we have, at least out here, we have sprayed-on insulation. It's actually sprayed on chicken wire and styrofoam, and it produces a pretty weather-tight house. I'm not sure if it would hold up in a hurricane area, but there's got to be other construction methods that might be innovative or new that would really substantially reduce the cost of a home.
Preston, I think that's a very excellent question. Yes, President Bush is sending forth the single-family housing tax credit. That's a unique tax credit in the sense that we're giving developers the tax break to develop middle-market housing. As you know, when you have housing being built in Arizona and the West Coast, it's very, very expensive because the regulatory process is very expensive.
Mr. Secretary, we've run out of time. Perhaps we'll hear more from you tomorrow when you're here with the President, Secretary of HUD, Alfonso Jackson, on News Radio